Everybody, this is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here tonight with the shofar blowing in the background. We got a great show lined up for you tonight. We can't wait to get in. We got a ton of informative, we believe, information for you. If you are a studier of the mysteries. Now, you know, in the Bible is frameworked with a mysterious application of numerology. A lot of people don't understand that, but it is true. Somebody else, those that would like to exalt themselves and promote the worship of the creature rather than the creator. You see, some of the systems, we're talking about some of the lodges and these hidden societies that we've been talking about, and for the last three messages, the fourth will be no exception, we're going into Skull and Bones. And that very secretive, it's a good old boys club, and most of the high echelon elite seem to rub elbows at these ceremonies that are conducted in very peculiar settings and places. So we're going to get into that. Now, Mark Twain once remarked that you could tell the character of a nation by the character of the men to whom it built monuments or of the events it chose to commemorate. And that's strange. If that's true, then tonight we'll look around the nation and the world for that matter, and we'll see the effects of the monuments that man has chose to really commemorate. And one of the most, and this is going to, you know, it's very strange, odd to me. I guess politics and religion makes strange bedfellows. In this case, there's no exception here tonight to talk about Albert Pike. We mentioned him in our part three series of Skull and Bones. And if you'd like to have that, you can email me tonight. That's Buddy, B-U-D-D-Y, lowercase, at CenturyTale, C-E-N-T-U-R-Y-T-E-L dot N-E-T. That's Buddy at CenturyTale dot net. So if you'd like to have it, just email me, or you can call me at area code 423-626-2172, or you can write me, Pastor Buddy, at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, I'll give those addresses again at the end of the show if we don't run out of time. Sometimes we get carried away and we overlap and lose a track of time because, you see, if you're anointed to preach the gospel, and the Bible says you must be, how can you hear without a preacher, and how can he preach except he be sent? Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word. There is a broad spectrum of mystery that is woven into the biblical formation of truth. You know, truth is where you find it, but you got to dig deep to get it. Now, these secret societies are, it's amazing, and I love to study and the mysteries and how they've hid the truth and concealed it so expertly. They're very good at what they do. We're talking about the elite, the cream of the crop. We're talking about great minds that lend their energies and time and devotion to these causes. And we're not indicting any particular body. If you're a member of the Masonic Order, the Blue Lodge, the Dark Lodge, or the Black Lodges in any type of secret society, we're not indicting you. We're just trying to be factual and let the truth hit where it will. And if you happen to dig up the bones, then, you know, as anthropologists can tell you, you can learn a lot by looking at skulls and bones. Praise y'all. And that's what we're going to look at. Now, 9/11, Albert Pike was a master strategist. And I'm going to get into the strategies of what he proposed. He actually proposed world domination. That was the initial allure that he had because he shared the same vision of a new world order. And this man was an amazing man. If you have ever read Morals and Dogmas, however, some of the people believe he plagiarized most of the information they put in there. But I've searched a lot of secret information, and a lot of the things that Albert Pike wrote about was such a depth of comprehension and intrigue and mystery that most Masonic members, and this is considered a Masonic Bible, by the way, and if you'd like a copy, you can find copies on eBay and other places, but they're hard to come by. Especially, now let me remind you, is that some of the later editions have been changed, some of his wording have been changed, and it slants a different version. It's really a cleaned up version. So if you really want what he actually said, get a copy that was written before or edited before 1950. And if you get a model no later than 1950, you'll probably get an accurate appraisal of Albert Pike. Now, Albert Pike was one that stands out of the most influential Freemasons. His name, really, and this is why we're going to talk about the fact of Mark Twain, when he said that you can judge a nation by looking at its monuments. And Albert Pike, believe it or not, being one of the most influential Freemasons, he's actually... Now, he was buried in another place. We'll get into that, where he was buried. Now, he's now been moved to Washington, D.C. His body actually rests 13 blocks from the White House. Now, whether that's, you know, that's an honor to Mr. Pike. I mean, let's face it, down south, Mr. Pike was well-liked. He attended Harvard, and he moved down into Arkansas. New Arkansas folks have got a lot to be proud about if you want to think in positive terms about Albert Pike. There is a lot of good things about Albert Pike. He was actually a Confederate general. That's one good thing. And yet, if you look into the war between the states and really get behind the scenes, it is the same old scenario, and we're going to get into that, who financed the wars front to back and back to front, both sides, and profited as a result to win control of this nation. And we believe that Albert Pike was one of the founders or the initial layers of the foundation doctrine of the elite, the Illuminati, or the New World Order. And most people draw from that. Now, the Masons are noble. They do a lot of good work. We're not going to pick on them tonight in any certain way. They're as a matter of fact, they're declining in membership because more and more people are getting a little leery of these secret orders just because there's so much in the news here lately about the Illuminati or the New World Order. Presidents really are pushing the New World Order. And I don't know whether you know this or not, but the United States is one of the leading proponents in the United Nations being the armed army that will police the future world. Now, let me repeat this. The United States is actually the initiator of the ideal of the United Nations combining their military powers, their expertise, and things of this nature to form an elite globalist network of United Nations, as they are controlling now about 90% of the thought process in the world. You have to clear for the United Nations if it's humanitarian, if it's medical, if it's financial, and in some cases even the spiritual information that's put into these nations is all controlled by the United Nations. Now, you may be amazed at the power that they're wielding here, and their influence is far-reaching, and they have an agenda. The New World Order has an agenda, and it all serves a good purpose. If they can give you all a number, and you accept it, and every person, like, let's say, for instance, the 6 billion people approximately now, if everybody had a number hooked into a giant computer and was controlled through this numbering system, then they could keep up, the needs of the people could be met or controlled. Well, the last part of that statement is where I fear, and I know probably if you are a keen student of these possibilities, you fear the latter, which is control. Once we surrender control, in other words, if we give up our rights, and most nations are based on fundamental rights that are now being held in hock. I mean, we've hocked our rights to a system that has promised to protect us. Now, let me show you why that Albert Pike was the instrument of formulating a new world order, and he proclaimed that they would need at least 3 world wars with continuous conflict, cause out of chaos comes order. If you've ever looked on the back of a dollar bill, you get the message here of the 1921 application. We're talking about the Federal Reserve as it's become an instrument of the New World Order by confiscating all of the metals, the precious metals, and forming a monetary system that can be created out of thin air. It's magic. And, oh, that's, I'd love to get into that. But the date of the attack of 9-1-1, 9-11, 01, 9 plus 1 plus 1 equals 11, and 11 is a master key that Mr. Pike, he used the 3 master keys in the framework of 3 world wars. Now, 11 itself stands for division, for chaos, and that's why it's one of their favorite numbers, although in the same light, it is a biblical number, because the Bible said when you would do good, evil's always present, so 11 is a good number. There's nothing wrong with the number 11. But good is always present to oppose that which is good, so it's a thin line between the light forces and the dark forces, and the dark forces have forced out the light forces and have become a light, a global elite to those that sit in darkness because they keep you ignorant of their powers. And so 9-1-1 is actually, the beginning of the end of liberties as we know it, because the Patriot Act is followed. We have to protect our security, the nation. Everything sounds good. And the Bible says that that's basically how that they will formulate a people and manipulate a society, is to first invoke fear and then chaos. And that's what we've been on, the yo-yo of fear and chaos for at least the last 10 years, since 1990. Well, that's 14 years. But approximately the next 7 years, I believe that this year will be the trigger year. Now, follow me real close, because I'm on a fast. Don't have a lot of time to explain, so I'm just going to broad brush my message, because I'm trying to condense a 6-hour message here tonight in about 56 minutes. So bear with me here and stay with me. Tape of the programs, and just ask for the series of Skull and Bones. Each building that was erected in New York City, and that's another story, but it had 110 stories. Remember, Joseph's 11th son, and he died when he was 110 years old. Did the father, the great mathematician, lay down as Pythagoras when he was issuing the mystery of numbers, and he's one of the noted number bearers to bring to bring to bear the numerical system that the Bible, or every word is framework with a numerical system that brings power in force, because there is power in numbers and power in words, and words that have meaning. And that's why that take these code words, S words, and these trigger words, and these trigger dates, and these master numbers, and they stir them in the pot, and they formulate as children of darkness. Now, I believe that the global elite are children of darkness. There's many a good man that'll kill you thinking he's doing God a service. You can be so deceived and so involved and so caught up in the struggle of evil that the time will come that they'll call good evil and evil good. So it's something that we've got to look at. So after September the 11th, there was 111 days left to the end of the year. Now, is that by chance or by choice? For the latter there, I don't know about you. September 11th is the 254th day of the year. 2 plus 5 plus 4 equals 11. 119 is the area code for Iran and Iraq. 1 plus 1 plus 9 equals 11. 911 equals 119. And these are opposites or enemies. 11 is polarity. And we talked about 11 and its significance last show. Now, the Twin Towers standing side by side just actually formed a perfect number 11. And the first plane to hit the towers was flight, guess what? 11. Now, all these coincidence? Or is this a planned, controlled? Remember, control. Ultimate gain is control. And how do you best control? Through fear. And that's exactly how that we are being controlled. And that flight that flew into the tower, the first one, was flight 11. The state of New York was 11th state added to the Union. Reckon there had any connection. New York City has 11 letters. Afghanistan has 11 letters. The Pentagon has 11 letters. The convicted fellow by the name of Ramez Yousef, his 11 letters, as he planned the 93 attack on the World Towers. And of course, he was caught and convicted, but anyway, he had 11 letters in his name. So, flight 11. 92 on board. 9 plus 2 equals 11. Flight 11 had 11 crew members. Flight 77. Minus 65 on board is 6 plus 5 equals 11. The first 11 is formed by the day on which the tragedy occurred. The second 11 is formed by adding the ninth month, September, and the date 9 plus 1 plus 1, forming another 11. The third 11 is formed by the airplane number that first crashed into the World Trade Tower. That plane was American Flight number 11. The fourth 11 is formed by the airplane number that crashed into the Pentagon. That plane was United Airlines Flight number 77. 11 plus 7. Or 7 times 11. The fifth 11 is formed by the North Twin Tower of the Trade Towers, and it was 110, like I said, stories tall, and 10 times 11, you get the message. The sixth 11 is formed by the South Twin Tower. The World Trade Center was 110 stories again, you get your 11. And this is wild. The World Trade Center built a Satanist Those who express in architecture love to express their beliefs and goals in their very development of the monuments that they make. Thus, many of the buildings of Washington, D.C. were created originally with occult symbols by you-know-who. And in them, this fact is the reason why the street designs are created in such a way as to form satanic symbols. Wait till I get to the dollar bill and you'll see. The streets north of the White House form an inverted pentagram, the goat head symbol, while the streets joining the White House to the Capitol form one side of a Masonic compass, while other streets form the Masonic square and rule. Now, you can't blame the outlay or the outlines of Washington, D.C. We can't blame anybody there in particular, because these engineers and architects, they were the very people that we're talking about here. And so they had the right to design whatever they wanted. It's just that not many people knew what the heck they were doing. And this is the way that they thrive, is in secrecy. Now, whether it's good or bad is not the question. The question is, not many people know it. Now, the 8th Levin is formed by one of the doomed flights for the crew total 11. The 9th Levin is formed by the fact that September 11th is the 254th day of the year, as I said. And when you add 2 plus 5 plus 4, you get 11. And the 10th Levin is formed because after September 11, there are 111 days left in the year. And the 11th Levin is formed by the historical fact that New York State was the 11th state to join, as I've already told you, to create the 13th state confederation that would declare the independence from England. And Albert Pike lays 13 blocks from the White House. Now, what was his agenda? To create a chaos, and out of chaos comes order, a new world order, and the firm fundamental applications of numerical values formed in such a way to enslave, not to enlighten. Only the Illuminati means the enlightened ones, those who hide their information behind secret wall orders or walls. And if walls could speak, and some of the lodges and some of the places that the Illuminati meet, particularly those who run the nation now. And did you know that at least 80% of all the U.S. presidents have been Masons? Now, I'll give you two that weren't. Abraham Lincoln and John Kennedy. Neither of those were Masonic order presidents. Now, 80% of all your presidents. Now, does that speak well of order? I think it does. That the Masons have influenced or have their people in strategic places purposely, probably, and you can't blame them for wanting to you know, they're elite, you know, if they're elite and they're well-educated and well-trained. Remember, Albert Pike was trained in Harvard, and was he purposely sent south to fight in the Civil War? Of course he was. This is dividing six up and six on the other side, just like the Skull and Bones Society has now given us two presidents out of the same stable. Well, you know, it's only show and tell, folks. And whether you vote or whether you don't vote doesn't mean really diddly squat. They're going to get their man irregardless of your choices. Now, you could vote for, who's this other guy that's in the race? Can't even think of his name at present time. But there's other good quality candidates, but these candidates will not get anywhere, including the third-party candidates that are running off of a shoestring budget, because the two major presidents, both Skull and Bone members, have garnered at least 95% of the money, or will by this time, and it takes probably $300 to $400 million to get a president elected, probably perhaps more. This is surface money. This is money that's acknowledged through the monetary spender controls that they have. But under the table money, it's much more than that. Now, the Twin Towers equals 11, flight 11 plus September 11th equals 33. Now we got 11, 22, and 33. Now, let's take a look at the Great Seal. It has a logo of a pyramid with an eye positioned at the top. Most Masonic references are on the seal. The Eye of Horus, the Egyptian Eye of Horus, as known as the All-Seeing Eye, it can be found on top of the pyramid. Now, the secret orders refer to this as the Almighty Creator of the universe. Its origins come from the golden era of sun worship in Egypt. Sun worship is similar to the obelisks and the Egyptian symbols and the pyramids. And without going too far off the path, I could get you back into this the seal of the dollar bill, and I want to get into that just in a moment. But the Eye of Horus comes from one of the many religions, which comes from Babylon, because of Nimrod going back all the way to Osiris, represented by a pagan owl and things of this nature, and the Whore of Babylon, represented by the Lady Liberty that was sent over by the French. This is a pagan occult symbol, and Isis appears in many, many different religions, and all this is on your dollar bill. Now, let me show you something. If you look very carefully, on the back of a dollar bill, in the framework of a satanic symbol, if you draw a line from M, followed by an A, and then an S, and then an O, and then an N, you're going to get a shape of a particular star that may be interested to you, or the goat horns that is the symbol written into the pyramids. And I love the pyramids, and I love the symbology, and whoever have done these things are pretty darn smart. But if you look at the Roman numerals at the base of the pyramid, you'll see more numerical mysteries that if you translate into our present-day numbers, you will find the number of MDCCLXXV1 equals 1776, and that happens to be the very year that an Illuminati secret order was founded. Now, is that a coincidence? I don't think so, but you'll have to determine for your own self. So, if you want to look at all of these, we could go to the other side and look at the eagle and the talons and the 13 leaves and the 13 berries, and on the right there's 13 of the arrows, and or the right talon here, and the stars above the eagle is a cluster of stars forming one great star, and much light shining through these stars. In total, there are 13 stars. We had 13 original colonies, and 13 is the order of the elite. And it all has symbology, and all this is coming from the Scottish Rite Freemasons of Scotland, where I have the kinship. Are these men our friends? Well, I certainly hope so, if we're not wearing deep doo-doo. But is there, and I believe most of them are, I really do, but above the 33rd degree, I'm going to get into that after I give you a little bit more on Albert Pike. I want to cover him real well. Let me give you some background history on this gentleman, because we're going to talk more about him next Sunday night, or we're going to talk about what he's formulated back in the late 1800s. And very few people know about this, as an architect of the New World Order. And in the 19th century, back that far, he established a framework for bringing about the One World Order, like I said. And his plan was to bring about three world wars for final conquest. Now, that means that we've got another. Now, I mentioned a while ago, remember that we've got, this is 204. Now, we've got till 205, and after 5, we have 7 years that'll give us the year 2012. Remember that I gave you a trigger number from the Mayan calendar that would be significant to mark that date on your calendar, because I believe that if you're talking about 7 years of tribulation, and I'm not trying to frame this in as to glue it down and nail it, but these are some possibilities that we could consider, that after this year, We got a year to get this thing going in, and the next 7 years could be critical. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to repeat that. The next 7 years. In the last few years of what we determine a free world, if there is such a thing, and I don't believe there is right now, but I'll give everybody the benefit of the doubt. You draw your own conclusions as to what extent your liberty extends to where that you have to be, you have to answer to somebody with a number or with a system or answer to, both, spiritually, mentally, and physically right now to those that serve the creature rather than the creator. Now, I'm going to give you some information about the inside of the lodge. This is not secret information. You can go anywhere and find information that will tell you that the Masonic, and then this speaks well of their ability to incorporate. Now, I told you that politics and secret societies make strange bedfellows, and in this case, it's no exception. Because what they do to show you that most Masons are Christians, probably, I'm going to say most of them, I'm going to say 90% of them, probably that join the Masonic Order are Christians. They come in our churches, and we have the Eastern Star, and that's another whole thing with Osiris and stuff like that I'll get into later for the ladies. And as they incorporate both male and female into these secret societies and orders, and they do a good job. They're commendable. They got the burn centers and are these fronts. But are the people at the, and I believe that Albert Pike, what I want to do is give you his doctrine where that he specifically said that he called them the blue orders. Those are, in other words, probably from one to 28 in your order system. These are innocent people chosen, given, privilege to passwords and things of this nature, which makes for a collective in-house group of family people that will, upon oath, they swear secrecy to these things. But particularly, I want to, that's beside the point, that's inside, and I have nothing to do with it. I've never been a member. I don't care to be a member. I was approached only one time in my life to become a Mason, and I refused because I asked them what they did. I was naive. I didn't even know anything about the Masons, and I asked them what they did, and he said, well, that's secret. I said, well, at that time I had my calling. I said, well, you know, I don't believe anything secret. I believe the Bible said that which is whispered in your ear as a secret shouted on the housetop. So tell me what you're all about. And he wouldn't do it. And he said, well, that's left up to the orders, the degrees of evolution. As you go up the chain, the higher you get, the more involved, probably the more secrets are passed down to you. And these are what keeps you climbing in the orders. But when you get to the 32nd degree, it stops. Because the 33rd degree is strictly, as they say, honorary. In other words, they appoint dignitaries, people that, well, Pike was a 33rd degree Mason. George Washington was a 33rd degree Mason. So we're talking about some pretty good people here with good minds and abilities to frame the good old boys network here. And Albert Pike was born December the 29th in 1809 in all places. He was from Boston. Right where this trouble began a few years earlier in 1776, where this formation, of course, Albert wasn't born at that time, but he came along in 1809, and he was the oldest of six children born to Benjamin and Sarah Andrews Pike. He studied at Harvard, of all places, and later served as a brigadier general in the Confederate Army. After the Civil War, he was found guilty of treason and jailed, only to be pardoned by fellow Freemason from a town right here in Greenville, Tennessee, which is about 30 miles from where I'm sitting right now in the studio, Andrew Johnson, on April the 22nd. You think that's a coincidence? In 1866, who met with him the next day at the White House, and on June the 20th, 1867, Scottish Rite officials conferred upon Johnson the 4th to 32nd Freemasonry degrees, and he later went to Boston to dedicate a Masonic temple. Now, You know, they take care of their own. Let's speak well for them. But Pike was said to be a genius, able to read and write, supposedly, in 16 different languages. There's no evidence that he could do that. No living witnesses to the fact, but it's reputed that he could speak and write in 16 different languages. If you read Morals and Dogmas, and of course he was an author of many books, poems, things of this nature. So I don't have time to even go into what he was real good at writing materials and speaking, and he framed Morals and Dogmas. And I've studied the book quite closely. It's the only thing in the Masonic literature that I have studied. The only thing. I don't know anything else about him. I just know what Mr. Pike is fascinated with, this man's ability to communicate at a deeper or a higher level in this case, because above the 33rd parallel, which he actually moved from Arkansas when he moved out of Arkansas. He was a school teacher down there, by the way. And, but when he moved to, guess where he moved to? He moved to the 33rd parallel in Charleston, South Carolina. And if you was to draw a line on the parallel of the earth, you would go approximately right through Baghdad and Iraq. And remember, we talked about Iraq and Iran being a 9-1-1 victim of the circumstances certainly beyond their control. But anyway, he became a frontiersman, soldier, humanitarian, 33rd degree Mason. He was one of the founding fathers and head of the ancient accepted Scottish Rite of Freemasonry, being the Grand Commander of North American Freemasonry from 1859, and retained that position until his death in 1891. In 1869, he was one of the top leaders in the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. Now, are these orders... Was it, remember I said chaos. If they can form certain, or if they can shepherd or initiate certain, factions against one another, that creates chaos. And his own blueprint that he said that must be kept, free of downloading this knowledge to the blue orders below. In other words, anything below the 32nd degree would be victim of ignorance, fear, and superstition. And that's what he promoted among the recruits that they got in. But, of course, they drawed, as I said, cream comes to the top, so they drawed exclusively from those that would actually come to the top. They watched them. They watched them progress. And if they made good, you know, up to the 32nd degree, if they made good, honest, moral, outstanding citizens of masonry, then they were chosen for other purposes, and they were given specific other initiation rites above the 33rd degree. And that's something that I don't know much about, so I can't speak about something I don't know about, but it is an accepted fact that there are degrees high above the 33rd degree. But now these are elite. These are Scottish. Now they incorporate, I was going to tell you that they'll actually permit the Bible to be laid on their altar. They have no problem with the Bible. They don't have any problem with Christians. Because, like I said, 80% of those that join from the Christian ranks are accepted into with no problem. So the Bible is not an issue. It's just a book, a religious book. But along with the Bible, they will accept other religious books or Bibles. Anything that has religious overtones, they don't reject it. They'll lay those there. So you can be the Talmud. You can be a believer of the Talmud, and they have no problem with the Talmud. They don't have any problem with the Bible. They don't have any problem with other great religious pieces of literature. You can lay them up there and believe what you want. They take religion and incorporated into what I believe to be a creature worshiping sect rather than a creator worshiping. And now they will acknowledge a creator. They talk about the celestial a home in the sky. They mention that quite a bit. But do they really believe that you get there, as Christians should believe, that it is the blood of a risen Savior and only His blood that will give you a promise of salvation? They will not accept that. That's where they draw the line, and that's why that you'll never hear the skull and bone members. You'll never hear them confess Jesus Christ. They'll always say, God love you, or this. They believe in God. But ladies and gentlemen, when you get in the bottom line of who that is, they don't go there. They will not tell you. They will not mention. I've never heard the last two presidents mention Jesus Christ as a personal Savior, believing in His blood. They'll never admit that. You'll never hear them say that. You'll hear them say, God bless America. But the Bible says there's many gods. Which God do they want to bless America, or any other nation for that matter? And that's the $64 question. Now, Albert Pike died April the 2nd in 1891, was buried in Oak Hill Cemetery, and the corpse of Pike was removed and currently lies in the headquarters of the Council of the 33rd degree of the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry. There's never been another Mason come along that would equal Albert Pike. He was one of their giants that frameworked, and in that is a very, very a fearful agenda that Pike outlined in Morals and Dogmas, that he did indicate that there would be World War I. He was correct. World War II, he was correct. And the third coming, soon coming, World War III. Now, what's the purpose? Most people think it's to reduce the population, that the global elite can live after all of the, the riffraff is cleared off the earth. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that ain't going to happen. The Bible says the poor you will have with you always. So somehow the poor, those that are outcast, those that are cast down, have hope. There's promise. There's going to be a monkey wrench thrown into the thought process of these creature worshipers. They're not creator worshipers. They're creature worshipers, and there will be an atonement given for the poor, the downtrodden. There will be a savior, an intervention. And ladies and gentlemen, if we don't get some intervention real fast, if he don't save some now, there ain't going to be nothing to save when he comes back, because most people have gone over. Now, I'd like to get into another 33rd, well, there's a lot of 33rd degrees I could get into, noble men, but I would like to give you Adam Weisskopf. He was born in 1748. He died around 1811. And he formed the Order of Perpetual Bulletists on May the 1st, 1776, and to this day, May Day is celebrated throughout many countries, and, Russia, it became known as the Illuminati Day, a secret society whose name means the Enlightened Ones. And so we could go on and on and on and on about the purposes and intentions of the elite that rule from these sacred ritual assemblies that are convened around the world. Now, you're going up above the 33rd degree, and you're going to get into some fellows that if you rubbed elbows with these fellows, you'd be in big cotton, what we call down here in the South high cotton. And you could pick cotton with the best up there, because the elite are in these orders, most of them that have served as our president. But what I'd like to leave with you tonight is a formation of thought for the Third World War. Now, we've already had two world wars. We've had many skirmishes. Out of chaos comes order. Remember that. That's the whole ideal. And at one point in this scenario, let me give you a prophetic statement here. At some point in the near future, money will fail. I'm going to repeat that. At some point in the near future, money, as we know it, our barter system, it'll fail. That'll fall to the ground. And out of that chaos will come an enslavement system such as the world has never seen. This will I mean, the original Babylonian empire of Nebuchadnezzar, who controlled the known world at that time, it will pale in comparison. Daniel saw the fourth kingdom diverse. The part of the Babylonian empire, the four kingdoms that will arise out here, the fourth is dreadful and terrible. This is the one that most people psychologically are beginning to fear around the world. It's coming. Ain't nothing we can do about it. And the global elite, these that have formed these creature powers. Remember, the Bible says that Satan, if you would worship, see, he's the creature. We're talking when you say worship the creature rather than the creator. Satan is the creature. He's just a creature. He is now identified. He's a fallen, in the fallen state. He's an enlightened one. In other words, he actually thrives in secrecy. Because in secrecy comes order and rulership. And Satan even offered Christ. Remember, he was 30 years old when he was tempted. At the 30th degree. Remember, that's 33rd degrees. So the next 3 years, Satan hounded him. Now, remember, I said when you do good, evil's always present. And if you don't succumb to evil and buy out or sell out, and most people, you know, you can elect a congressman from any state, and most people that are elected go up there with good intentions. But there's so much money and power and backdoor dealing that if you don't play the game of the global elite, you're out pretty soon. And if you cross them, you could lose your life. And so they're powerful. And, you know, they don't really care who knows it. And they're going to do whatever it takes to get these, to get the job done. And they've done a notable good job. The only people that's failed in doing their job is the shepherds, the watchmen on the wall have not cried out because they fear retaliation from the system that they're crying out against. Now you see, Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, Isaiah was sawn asunder because he exposed and he cried out. If you look at some of the deaths of the prophets of the Bible says that they killed them all. And, you know, I mean, are we any better than they? Not that I want to be a martyr for anything. I don't want to die. I want to live. I'm sure you do. I want to live in peace, though. I want to live in truth. Better yet, I don't care about peace as much as I care about truth. What is it, Nathan Hill? Give me liberty or give me death? Well, you know what happened. I mean, death is a sure thing for those that seek the liberty. But if you have the liberty of the Spirit, and the Bible said where the Spirit of liberty is, that's where the truth is. So truth will make you free. It won't set you free. A creature knowledge will set you free within the framework of them controlling, and out of that chaos. And now, let's talk about, again, the Third World War. It's got to be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the systems that they're trying to incorporate and cast fear that you must surrender your rights to live in a world that is ruled by the global elite. And they promise you liberty, and they themselves are servants of corruption. That's what the Bible said. And we're talking about these people here that promise you liberty. Remember, they're going to give you these political speeches. The next 8 or 9 months, you're going to hear the two global elite skull and bones. They're going to make speeches all over the country promising you liberty when they themselves are servants of corruption. Money corrupts. Power corrupts. They got all the money, so what do they want? They want the power. And once power is given to them, then they're in control of who goes and who stays. This is dictatorial. And, of course, that's what they want, a dictatorship of a new world order with a system devised for the elite. There's only going to be two classes of people left here at the coming of the Messiah, unless he intervenes early. And the Bible said he will cut these days short. So let me show you the rich and those who serve them. Now, let me repeat that. The super elite rich. And those are servants to their cause. Now, if you do exploit, the Bible said many will be delivered into prison, many will be killed. Now, we're talking about the third world final onslaught against the truth And the Bible said they'll wear out the saints of the Most High. I just said, I got to get out of here. My time is almost coming on. But, oh, how I'd like to get into the biblical aspects of what this means within the framework of truth as opposed to darkness, because there's a thin line between right and wrong, or darkness and light. And the Bible says that the time will come that they'll kill you thinking that they're doing God a service. People that really in the last days will be so deceived that they'll kill you. Now remember that the Antichrist, Ivor Pike spoke about, and you know, he actually specifically said that Satan was God. I mean, read Morals and Dogmas, it's right in there. That the Luciferian objective is to rule, because Lucifer is light, phosphorus, the enlightened ones, the minds of the elite, wisdom, man's wisdom. And so man has taken his wisdom to rule over the masses that are not as intelligent as they are, or have no mind to go in ears if they go, because you see, sheep are dumb. I'm going to repeat that. Sheep are dumb. Wolves are intelligent and smart and crafty. And that's the difference. It's just like a snake charming a bird. The cat that sits in the canary seat, you know, I mean, he's been swallowed. You see the feathers flying right now. The global elite are sitting in the catbird seat. They're calling the shots around the world. Not only the United States government is going into incorporation of a United Nations appeal to give everybody a global number, or most people fear an insert of some injection of things of this nature that could cast the number. There's no difference in having an injection of a little piece of metal under your skin to give your case history as it is to carry your Social Security card around, because that'll give them the case history. If you don't believe that, get anybody's Social Security number and get on your internet and see what you can find out. See how much of his liberties you can take from him, and see how many credit cards you can get in his name. See, stolen identity is one of the most fearful things in this, and they're promoting that fear so that they can fix a system that is foolproof, that you cannot crack the codes or get in or steal anybody's identity. But they have it. And that's the secret. You'll gladly give up your liberties, or the possibility of somebody stealing your liberty or your information as in the present system. See, the system now is flawed. All they have to have is your Social Security number, or some number that is attached, your credit card number, something that you throw away a receipt and somebody can steal your identity. And boy, they can wreak havoc in your finances, and they can make your life miserable. And that's the way Satan is. He's come to kill, steal, and destroy. That's his mission. He does his job well. Now, for the little sheep who must wise up real fast or perish, the time is near. I said the next 7 years of our existence is going to be very critical. As a nation, we need to pray and repent and come closer to our Creator, not the creature. Creature comforts as well, but if you have to sell your liberties and your spiritual values, if you have to give all that up to get what they promise you, liberty, don't take it. Suffer with the few that are battling in the court systems, the political prisoners that are being falsely accused around the world, even as we speak. It's injustices that are going to be dealt with. And the Bible said the vengeance of those that are coming the last. Remember, Satan and the Antichrist is coming first, coming with his saints to set up a kingdom. My, but I got to get out of here. If you'd like to write me tonight, simply write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Now that's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. That's N-E-W-T-A-Z. W-E-L-L, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, if you'd like to email me, Buddy, lowercase, Buddy1, that's the number one now, not N-O-E or O-N-E, but the numerical number one, Buddy1, lowercase, at CenturyTel, CenturyTel.net. There's my email. You have my telephone number at area code 423-626-2172. Call me tonight. I'm live. This is the 29th day of the third month, and we're live here in the studios coming to you by our sponsor, Dr. Gary, at, we're going to give you his number here, and Dr. Jack. These are our major sponsors, along with those that hold my hands up and help me to support me. I'm a full-time minister of the gospel. And yes, I do take your tithes and offerings. You'll be blessed to give them to he who teaches the truth. You'll not lose your reward. If you give a disciple, a minister, a prophet, a teacher with the Spirit of Yah, the true Spirit, if you give him a drink of cold water, you won't lose your reward. There's blessings in giving. It's not a sin to give. It's part of the system. Abraham gave tithes to Melchizedek. The Levitical system collected tithes through Moses, 10% of the earnings of Israel and all of their foodstuffs. And it wasn't only 10% of their income, ladies and gentlemen. The theocratical government of Israel gave 10%. They gave their foodstuffs, the things that they grew, and things of this nature. So it had a unique system of supporting the priesthood. You see what's wrong now? We have been starved out. Closed out. The prophets of God have been shut outside and treated as outsiders. And the prophets of doom and gloom, the prophets of falsehood and deceit, have become the elite to live in their mansions of ivory and stone. Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. Dr. Jack, 1-888-281-7320. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Pastor Buddy, and we're going to get out of here, praise Yahweh, and we're going to see you on down the line with the truth of Yahweh. I understand that the time is coming on, so we'll see you next Sunday night on the Shepherd's Call radio program, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, every Sunday night on a mighty voice that goes around the world. WWCR, this is Pastor Buddy saying, Yahweh bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Call, live on Truth Radio. We hope you'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same station. Praise Yahweh.